Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
710 WOR.
A sunny Wednesday morning here in the big city. Hope you're listening in the tri-state area or on the iHeart app around the country and around the world. You know, I think Michael Jackson coming to Broadway would be great, if only it could be
Michael Jackson. Len, stop moonwalking. Stop moonwalking,
Len.
I think I told you.
I saw him in person.
Yeah.
And I thought, second greatest performer I ever saw of all time. I thought
who was the first?
Sammy Davis Jr. I just thought he could do so much. But I was just blown away by Michael Jackson. So what's the detail on this Broadway show? Because it's a little controversial, isn't it?
Well, the Michael Jackson estate is developing a Broadway musical based on the King of Pop. Now, I can tell you this. They hired a writer. Her name is Lynn Nottage. I've seen many of her plays. I know her. She is a terrific, terrific writer. She won a Pulitzer Prize for her very, very fine play of a few years ago, set in one of those African war-torn countries where the women are forced into prostitution.
Oh, wow.
It was a great, great play. She's very talented, and it's going to feature the catalog of all of Michael Jackson's big songs. Now, the question
who
is...
Who do they get to play Michael?
Well, I mean, we don't know yet. There are a gazillion incredibly talented kids out there. I mean, you can go through the cast of Hamilton, you could find 10 kids in that cast who could be Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Question, though, is, do you tell the sordid side of Michael Jackson's life on stage? Do you deal with the pedophilia, the allegations of pedophilia, the dark side of
the skin lightening, the plastic surgery,
all that kind of stuff? Do you deal with that? I mean, that is going to be up to Lynn. If I know Lynn, and I know her well, she will not shy away, because she's such a good writer. She will not shy away from the dark part of Michael Jackson's
life.
But
where do they start? His life story could be two shows.
It could be, yeah. Absolutely.
So do you start in the childhood, which is fascinating, with his father and
I think you should.
Sibling? I mean, how
ABC,
do you not?
ABC.
Yeah, Jackson 5. Yeah.
How do you get this into a show that people could sit through that isn't 10 hours long?
Well, it's very interesting because there are a lot of... We had these catalog shows. You know, you'd go the Four Seasons, so you have Jersey Boys. You'd go the back catalog of the old singing groups. Now you have musicals that feature the pop sensations themselves. You've got the Donna Summer musical on Broadway now where women love it. They go, they're smashed out of their minds when they walk in.
That's what I've heard.
They are drinking up a storm during the show. They drink after the show, and they have the time of their lives melting that cake in MacArthur Park on the Donna Summer show. And you have a show that just began previews in Chicago about the life of Cher that is coming to Broadway in the fall.
Speaking of Cher, you know, today is her birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Cher.
How old? You want to guess?
I think that would be a little indelicate to give.
It's part of the headline. She's 70 years old today, Cher.
Okay.
So Billboard put together a list of her top hits. In other words, these are the songs that were on the Billboard Hot 100 for the longest time.
Okay.
So of all her hits, do you want to guess which song was on the Billboard Top 100 hits for the longest period of time?
I would go, If I Could Turn Back Time.
If I Could Turn Back Time. Would you believe that comes in at number 6?
Really?
Number 6.
That's a great song. It's a great song.
See, I would have guessed this one, even though it's Sonny and Cher.
Love that song.
Would you believe that comes in at number 4?
What about Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves? That's a good one.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves is number 3 that she had on the list.
Huh.
How about this one? This was number 2.
Do you believe
Let's go to the Roxy, Natalie.
Awesome song.
Let's go to the Roxy, Joe.
This is great.
She's amazing.
She's fantastic.
You know, number 1.
What is number 1?
Well, here it is from 1973.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I ever heard.
You know, that's not my favorite song. The others I like a lot more, but that was the one that was on the charts the longest. Oh, quickly, you wanted to mention Springsteen.
Oh, yeah. So last night, Springsteen deviated from the script of his hit Broadway show, and he denounced the inhumane treatment of all the kids down at the border.
And really?
He said, I've been doing this show 176 times. I've never left the script before, but tonight,
wow,
I want to denounce what is going on in the name of our country down there at the border. And then he played and sang a version of The Ghost of Tom Joad, a protest song that inspired the character from John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath.
Did he get a big I guess he got a big ovation for that, huh, in Broadway? Yeah.
Well, there was one guy with a Make America Great Again sign.
I don't think so.
He was not at Springsteen last night. No, he was not.
Oh, boy.
No way.